Good morning, everybody. This is WTBR's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'm here because I want to be here and because I'm going to hopefully get you to go to Berkshire Community College's open house. We're going to talk all about it. It's Saturday, March 8th. When you get old. But here's the deal. It's this coming Saturday. Don't procrastinate. Do whatever you have to do to be there. We're going to learn about the college BCC. Let me give an endorsement, if I may, with all due respect. I was in the part of the Pittsfield High graduating class that made the top half look good. So I had an opportunity to hike and see different places. It was called Vietnam. And when I came home, I had an epiphany. Not for me, but for all those that didn't come home. And that was I was going to get a college degree for them. And as I said, I wasn't at the top. I thought high school was a wonderful social event. It wasn't until my senior year that they let me know it was academic, too. So I went to Berkshire Community College. I bought all the, you know, English Made Simple, all of them. Asked for help when I needed it. Got it. Not broadcasted to everybody in the world. Hey, he's got a tutor. All I'm saying and why I'm saying this is, no matter where you are in your life, go out to Berkshire Community College, whether you get a certificate program, a associate's degree program, you get in the nursing program, you go right up to North Adams, to Mass College. There's so many opportunities. One last story, and I'll be quiet. When they were building the new Taconic, a friend of mine's son, who was a construction worker, I saw him limping as he came in, and I was sitting waiting to go in and do this program, actually. And I said, how come you're limping? Oh, he said, Bill, I'm shot. Said, I got my shoulder replaced last year. And now I got to have a knee replacement. And, you know, a construction life is a wonderful pay, but it's a tough life. And I said, how old are you? He said, 36. I said, why don't you take a ride out to BCC? Find out what you can do. There's other things in life you can do other than construction. And the way it's tearing up your body, you might want to look at it. He said, you know, I never thought of that. I never thought of BCC. And that's why we do these programs, because some people don't realize the change of life is out there on Outer West Street. So without further ado, foie gras, soup du jour, I'm going to have Columbia, because chivalry is not dead, Columbia. It's just old, fat, and bald. So we'll start with Columbia.
All right. Well, thanks for having us on today. My name is Columbia Granger. I'm the Associate Director of Admission at BCC. And I'll just tell you a little bit about Open House. The event is from 9 to 11 o'clock. And this is going to be a true embodiment of an open house. So there's no formalized schedule for the day. So we're going to have a resource fair with a ton of great departments like academic advising, financial aid, student engagement, clubs and organizations, basically anybody who's going to help you on your journey if you become a BCC student. We're going to have guided campus tours, and those tours are going to stop at different areas, different academic divisions, so you can meet with professors and deans of these divisions, so you can really learn about different programs. And it really is go at your own pace. So if you want to spend more time at the resource fair, if you want to spend more time with the academic divisions, if you want to show up, you know, middle of the event, it doesn't matter. You're going to be able to see it all and talk to everybody that you need to.
That, to me, that makes a lot of sense to me, and because people, I think sometimes it can be too regimented, you know?
Yeah, we know life happens, so if you're late to the event, you know, you're still going to get to see everything. You're not going to miss anything.
Thank you very much. Now I'd like to go to someone I have the utmost respect for. I really do. His name is Adam Klepetar. He's got more titles out there than Carter's got pills. But he'll tell you what, he's got a big job. They're a really big job. And he still tolerates me.
I more than tolerate you. It's still good to see you, my friend. How have you been?
I've been doing very well. Thank you.
It's good. That's good. I'm the Vice President of Student Affairs and Enrollment Management. Bill, since the last time I've been on the show, so many exciting things have happened at BCC, and I just want to highlight two of them
Yeah.
really quickly, and then I think we'll get to Tim, who's really the main course of our show today. But as you know, actually, I'm going to say three things. As you know, we have a free community college in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. The free community college, kind of for all people, came
That's
about
cool.
in the summer, and the enrollment here is booming. We're up
Wow.
nearly 30% from a year ago in spring. The campus is really, really alive, and it's just a super exciting place to be. We are in a position where we're hiring new faculty members. We've added staff. It's just a very, very exciting time
Oh, that's
at Berkeley
wonderful.
Community College. It is wonderful. We just found out a week ago that we were recognized by an organization called Achieving the Dream, which is a
Yes,
national
I saw
organization
that.
that 300 community colleges are members of across the country, and we were selected as one of the leader colleges. So as I said, just really, really great time to be at Berkshire Community College. We are not only enrolling more students, we're the reason that we were picked as one of the leader colleges has to do with our student success. And
Right.
we've seen increases in retention, we've seen increases in students passing gateway courses. One of the things that has been really exciting is that the students that are Pell eligible, meaning that they're getting federal financial aid, the retention rate went up by over 20% since we've joined the ATD
Wow.
organization. So that did it. Not only is it a is community college free now for most of your listeners, also feel really, really, really confident that if you choose to come, that we have the support structures in place to help students be successful. And then the last thing I just wanted to tell you, Bill, I'm sure you know this already, but for your listeners, we had two sports get approved to be
Yeah.
NJCAA. So
Hear
we're going to
that?
have varsity athletics again, starting with volleyball in the fall and then baseball in the spring. So if you are
Oh,
listening
that's
to this
great.
and you're an athlete or you know athletes that are interested in continuing to compete, really, really excited. I have a daughter who's going to be a junior at Pittsfield High School this year who plays volleyball. And
Oh, cool.
I know that volleyball is a sport that is booming in the Berkshires, and baseball is probably the top of the pyramid of interest.
Absolutely.
So let people know that we are
Yeah.
new coaches, and we're really excited to start competing against lots and lots of community colleges that are in driving distance from here.
And I have to say this, Adam and the whole top level there, including President Kennedy, I have the utmost respect for them because they help share the vision. And I consider going to BCC a vision. And I love the motto, the longest journey starts with the first step. Well, as I said initially, my whole life is one steps. So consequently, when I went there, I was, and I want to just say this, and I'll get to Tim because he'll probably tell you the same thing. When I got on that campus for the first time, my heart was racing. I was frightened to death. I just said that I almost didn't go in the door. That's how anxiety laden I was. But it was a good thing I did because once I went in, all of us, there were like four or six of us, all Vietnam returnees that went together. And we went in the front door of BCC. And once we got in, we were greeted. It was just like someone let the pressure, the air out of a balloon. Yes, we'll doubt. You'll doubt if you're thinking. You may doubt yourself. Don't. They're not a big fancy university where you sit and you're just a number. Every professor knows kids' name. Kids. I might be there. You never know. I'm trying to learn Spanish, but Well,
14 to 82 is the range of ages that
yeah.
we have
Did you
statistics
hear
on.
that? And go, a lot of people go. A good friend of mine, retired Supreme Judicial Court Justice, retired to l learn Spanish. Don't let fear hold you back. Don't let self-doubt, don't let past failures hold you back.
Hey, Bill, before we go to Tim, I just want to tell a quick story just to kind of reinforce what you're saying. I mean, when people come to college, that's a really big step. And it's something we really honor. The tuition and fees being free, you're still making a choice to spend your time with us. You're making your opportunity cost. You could be doing something else. And we really take that as a gift when someone chooses to be our student.
Exactly.
And we have people who come and they meet with our team in the one stop that Columbia is a part of, one of our leaders there, and they get really nervous. And I remember a couple of years ago, we had a student show up and they wanted to enroll and they got so overwhelmed that they went to their car. And one of my colleagues who's now, she's done everything, Bill knows her. She's now our CFO, but at the time was
Oh.
working in enrollment, literally ran to this person's car and took them by the arm and brought them back in. And they sat down with our admissions team and then they sat down with our financial aid team. They left with a course schedule. They left knowing who their advisor was. So it's Christina Nguyen, who's our vice president of finance and administration, and our chief financial officer. But even in finance and administration, that's the kind of people that we
Yeah.
have, and that it's who we are. It's President Kennedy's leadership. You don't work here unless you really care about students and you really believe in the mission, and that coming to college is transformational for the individual's lives. But I think we really believe it leads to a better Berkshires. It's kind of who we are. Tim, I think we'd really love to hear your story and how you ended up as our
One last
student.
thing before you go, and here's the other piece, Tim, before you come in. You do not have to get an associate degree. There are plenty of certificates out there that you can get and go right to work. And then if you want to get your associate degree, bachelor's, PhD, whatever, you always have that way of paying for your future. Tim, introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Tim D'Onofrio, and I presently work as a manager for a CSS treatment center that's opening in Great Barrington called Greylock Recovery. I'm a person in recovery with 22 years of sustained abstinence in my
Wow.
recovery, and I've been working in the field for about that amount of time. I would say probably about 19 years or so. I come from a background having to do with my substance use, that put me in areas that really didn't offer a lot of opportunities and even put some barriers for my future. And I mentioned that because I also dropped out of high school very early and due to some learning disabilities and other events in my life, education wasn't a very high priority for me, or I wouldn't even say not a high priority. It was a scary event for me. And because other things were happening in my life, I didn't think that I would ever pursue education again. Years had passed by of me working in the field, and one of the things that I realized was, in order, as most of us find, in order to move up in the world and sustain our lifestyles, we need to get education in order to get better careers or to move up in the fields. And as a person working in a treatment facility, the next steps would be to have those little letters after my name. So I would say many years had passed where I was just successful working in that job, and I decided I wanted to start pursuing an education to move up. And I didn't even think of Berkshire Community College at the time. I believe the first college that I had gone to was Westfield, and there were other reasons. BCC at the time did not have the program I was looking for, which they now have, called the ACE program, which is a program that allows for people to get their certified drug and alcohol license, and that allows you to be a counselor in a lot of places that you could work at. BCC just, I think, this last year got approved for that, and I am now a part of that program as well. Prior to that, I started at BCC with the HRSA program. But before I had even joined BCC, I had attempted to do all of this through Westfield. And Westfield's a great college, don't get me wrong, but I walked into Westfield with a lot of the fear that I had prior to my education at BCC, and there wasn't a lot of support. A lot of people didn't reach out at Westfield, so I was kind of alone there, and I didn't succeed at my attempt that time. And I remember thinking to myself, a few life events, cancer, and a few other things came up, but after going through all of that, I remember saying, I want to give this another try. BCC at first was kind of a fallback. I said to myself, well, you know what? I'll just go there and take the courses that I need in order to get my certificate.
Sure.
And I went through the HRSA program, which was through Berkshire. Oh no, it was Mass Reconnect. And Mass Reconnect was the program that allows us to go to school if you're over the age of 25 and you don't have your associates. They will pay for your entire
Wow.
college up to your associates. So I got connected with them, and I started working with Cindy Spielman and Aaron Morris, who were two people that really were a big, huge part of my education. And they set me up with school, and this was last year.
Cool.
Now, the story that you had told just a few minutes ago about Adam, about the person running out to somebody's car, I had a very similar experience. The first day that I went to the college campus, it was for orientation. And I remember going upstairs and I remember somebody saying, hi, how are you? And let's get you set up here. Are you registered? I had thought that I was. I had thought that everything was taken care of and they couldn't find my name in there. And I was a couple of weeks from classes and I was like, well, you know, I guess I'll just go next year. So I started to walk out the door, and this woman came up to me and she said, where are you going? What's the matter? And I told her, I said, I just don't think it's the right time. And she said, well, let's see what we can do. And I later found out that very person was dean, or was the president, Miss Kennedy. And to this day, she still comes up to me and says, how are you doing? Because I have that privilege of seeing her. But they really kind of took me in. They said, you're all set to go. You just have to register. They got me all set up with my registration, and I started school that semester.
Oh, great.
So it was a trying experience in the very beginning, but I'll tell you, I am one to say that the people that were there reached out to me more than any other educational experience I had in my entire life. I remembered meeting Sarah Burdick, who is now one of my advisors, one of the most wonderful people that I've ever met. I remember meeting Celia, who is the dean of students,
Oh, yeah.
just another wonderful person there. And everybody said, we can do this, Tim. And that was what I needed. I needed that encouragement.
Yeah. And for people who listen, Tim, for people listening in, listen to what I've said and what Tim said. We're going to go to Columbia and back to Adam too, because you become part of their middle name. You become part of the BCC community. I still feel a part of that community when I go out there. Now that Vice President Klobuchar has taken the restraining order off, I can now go on the campus freely. But honestly, and I've been to several colleges and universities since then. No one is so vet, in my opinion, no one is so vested in your success than Berkshire Community College. And I mean that. And before we go on, I have to do this, or Adam will be in trouble. The views and opinions expressed on this program are mine and those of my guests. They in no way represent the Pittsfield School Department, School Committee, Peter Marchetti in the mayor's office, Peter White in the City Hall, and or the loving person who brought the sun out today. But what was the mo Tim, going back to you, what was the most challenging thing that you encountered when you hit campus?
I think that it was becoming able to ask for the help that I knew I needed, right? Like, BCC is like a lot of other colleges. They have a lot of programs that can help people out, but if those people aren't willing to say, "Hey, I have a problem in this area, I need help in this area," then that program just sits there without any kind of connection to them. I remember saying the first time in class, like I have a few learning barriers. I have attention deficit disorder, and I'm also dyslexic. And I remember saying when I first started talking with my advisors that these were things I thought had always caused me problems in learning in the past, right? And they said, "Well, you know what? We have a center that takes care of disabilities. Let's get you hooked up with them. We have a success center. Let's get you hooked up with them." And even at that time, success was very overburdened. They had like a waiting list. But I'll tell you, it did not stop the people from success from talking with you. You just may not have been able to make it into the program at that time, and you just got on the waiting list and you just waited to get in. But then there was like the reading center and all, or the writing center and all these different things. So right away, when I knew I had issues, I reached out and I said, "Listen, these are the things that have always stopped me from being successful. What can I do to do it?" I'm a big one to say that everybody can learn. There isn't a person out there that cannot learn, right? What I understand is that most people traditionally learn by going from point A to point B, right? I have to go from point A to point D to point C back to point B in order to make it there, right? And there's no problem with that. That doesn't make me a worse person. It just means I need to figure out how to get around my barriers to get to the end point. Let me tell you something. My first semester, I got the Falconeer Award at the school. I am now an honor student. I never thought these were things I was able to share with my parents who had never had those accomplishments with any child that they had. And it was like my mom just like lit up glowing. She was there for me when I got the award. And it's because I said, "I am not going to allow my past or my barriers to dictate my future." And then when I reached out, the people that were there were ready with just tons of support to come in my way.
And that's BCC. That's the community at BCC. That's the faculty, the staff, everybody, the coaches that were there. Of course, when I was there, and I have to take a moment and remember Coach Lou Markham, who passed away recently. He was a coach at BCC f forever, and a good one. And he brought a lot of us old guys down. But we were all then. Do they still call it non-traditional students if you're over like 12?
I mean, not really. That language is kind of
Oh,
outdated.
thank
And
God.
over half of our students at this point are over 25. We're all non-traditional in some way, I think, Bill.
Well, I will say this and as a compliment. I love BCC's non-traditional approach to education because it takes in the person. That's BCC. They worry about me or you or whoever is in that seat. And it's been that way. I can remember going when the former President O'Connor, when we'd have President's Hour, you had to go. It was mandatory. And he would let people know, everybody okay. Everybody doing okay. If you're not, stop and see me on your way out. And the faculty, a lot of them were why I think they were so good to veterans, where a lot of them were veterans. So they understood what it was. But now, Columbia, I'm going to give Mark Tim a chance to Columbia, tell me now. There's certificates and there's a plethora of things that the students getting potential students can get involved with when they come out on March 8th. So can we give them some like give us an overview if you could, and I don't want to catch you flat-footed, of some of the certificates because there are people who may be interested in the certificates and not the degree. But now the degree's free, so for a certain criteria, and I'll have Adam explain all that because he knows it.
Yeah, so there are a lot of different, like you said, certificates and also associate's degrees under a lot of different categories. So you can do certificates that are under like our allied health programs,
Yes.
business, computer science. So really any of these things that you want to do, there's a lot of them. There is an associate's degree option and maybe not exactly the same, but a very, relatable
Right.
certificate program as well. So a lot of them also really flow together. So students who are starting out and they want to do the certificate, but they're not sure if they want to continue on to the associate's degree, they can earn that certificate and then go on to the associate's degree. So it's a really great pathway, whichever way students choose to go.
Yeah,
And
Phil,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
when I started in the HRSA program, the Human Services program, and it was basically just a small certificate. And then as soon as the ACE program developed out of that, I was able to move into it. And then this past year, because I did a lot of the classes for the ACE program, I moved into the Associates for Social Work Transfer. So basically, I've decided I want to continue with my
Yeah.
education each step of my journey, and they have moved me through those steps without any kind of like a barrier or a break in it.
And I have to also say that you're one-stop shopping, and that's what I call it. Because when I went there, we had to go upstairs for this and over that downstairs for that and upstairs for the and now, for the people that are interested, you will go to one place. Now you can tour the campus, yes, but you can go to one place and everybody's there. Everybody, financial aid, guidance, counselors, what do they call it? Advisors, and it's effortless on your part, except just to listen and ask questions. And what I would suggest you do, if you're interested, now just to dovetail on what Columbia said there. I had a good friend who went into the nursing assistance program, CNA, right? And she went into the CNA program and she became a certified nursing assistant because she wasn't sure that she could do the nurse thing. And guess what? She's an RN now. She went all the way with a BSN, Bachelor of Nursing, right? And, so there's so many possibilities, and I know I get excited when I talk about BCC because I think back on me. I would have had a wonderful career as a cop in Pittsfield, but I've been all over the world and doing all kinds of things and making difference. I think I will. This will be my, I guess, trophy for life. I worked in South Africa during the Mandela transition. So it wasn't just a job, it was actually restructuring a nation. And I have his picture right there for whenever I get discouraged or say something can't be done, I look at his picture. Adam, we only got about 30 seconds. I want when we come back, would you explain or Columbia, whomever you want, the free college piece for people, and
Sure.
there's no age to that, is there? I'll let you guys do it. We're going to take a break. I am here with really wonderful people from Berkshire Community College, a student and two staffers, and one vice president, who I will tell you, I said it and I'll say it till they put the lid down. Community is what you learn when you go to Berkshire Community College. Community is their middle name. But they live it and you become part of it. This is WTBR 80, 87.9, 89.7. Boy, I messed up. And we got a new station. We're in Southern Berkshire now, way out there. Got a link out there. And that you can listen to that on 88.1 FM. We're very proud of that and very happy that we could do it. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Mike Pezzo. Remember those tunes your parents told you to turn down? Better yet, remember those tunes your grandparents told your parents to turn down? Well, on Mike's Amazing Music and Oldies show, you'll hear sometimes oldies, sometimes blues, sometimes local performers, and a lot of rock on Berkshire County's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, Thursdays at noon. Tune in and be entertained and educated.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the morning drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We're back. Today is a special day for me, a very special day. It brings back a lot of pleasant memories, and I'm glad I can say that because I went to BCC. I started at BCC on the Common, or as we used to refer to it, BCC, Berkshire Community College on the Common, but double C's. But then they went out west, and I went to Vietnam. So, but when I came home and I started back, I said it in the first half. I'll say it again. BCC, it's Berkshire Community College. They live the community. You become it, and it's not like you're a student. You are a student, but you're part of a larger community that's anxious for you to succeed. Look at me. I've been all over the world. I wouldn't have left Pittsfield if it wasn't for BCC. BCC gave me the courage and the background and the substance and the rigor to go on to college to a master's degree. So now I have for those just joining us, I have Adam Klepetar. He's the vice president at BCC. Columbia Granger, she is an admissions assistant head, if that's correct, I think. I think I remember, but I don't remember where I parked the car anymore, Columbia, so you got to go with that. And Tim D'Onofrio. And Tim is a student there who has had a challenging life, has overcome a lot of obstacles. Now he's at BCC, and he's helping others overcome issues in their lives. Tim, because it's a morning show, people are in and out, so we could have a whole new audience. So if you could just kind of go over some of your background. You don't have to go all.
Yeah. No, thank you very much, Bill. I've been through it. I'm, 44 years old, and I have been through a lot of things in life, a lot of ups and downs and discouragement, but also a lot of perseverance. And the ability to join BCC after, having dropped out of high school and having learning disabilities and really kind of opened my eyes to the opportunities of education and changed my opinion about it. And I will say, like, today I am so excited for the opportunity to pursue my education. And what BCC has also given me is this idea that, like, there's no end to the possibilities of what I could do. As I had said, I have some disabilities that had kind of helped or that had hindered my learning in early years. But it's interesting because one of the things that I learned having attention deficit disorder is there's this concept called body doubling. And it's just the idea of having somebody around me when I'm doing my homework. It helps me to actually do my homework. Mm-hmm. And I kind of learned about this at the beginning of my time at BCC, not from BCC, but what I started to do is I started to ask my classmates, hey, does anybody want to come over to my house and have coffee and we'll do some studying? And for my first semester, I had five people one time at my house, and we would do like hamburgers and hot dogs on my grill, and we would sit down and write our papers
Oh, cool.
together. And it was the most amazing thing. So when you talk about community, it really does op offer us that opportunity. And three or four of those people I'm still in classes with. I see them throughout my days at
Oh,
school.
cool. Yeah. I got my master's degree at Goddard, and someday I'll explain why I went there, because it was a non-traditional school, and everybody in criminal justice was going to Westfield State or Springfield College or whatever. And I wanted to prove that I could make it in a non-traditional criminal justice setting. Oh boy, I should have rethought that, but I made it.
Hey, Bill, can we talk about criminal justice for a minute? Just because it's
Yeah.
your area. I mean, I think it's another really wonderful program that we offer and
Yes.
growing. My office window is right out where where people drive onto campus, and I saw Sheriff Bowler and Jason Kyler on campus because they were lecturing, guest lectures in a criminal justice program. We have a really one of our most senior faculty members and just a
Yeah.
stitch of a person and a great person, Rena Bucknell, who's the chair of that program. But what another really cool thing that had happened was that Bill was an author of a book, and he and his
Great.
co-author came and did three books. Sorry, Bill. Did a lecture, and again, the sheriff was there, and it was really cool,
Yeah.
and kind of opened up his new book here at the college. We have other authors do that as well. But maybe Bill, you could talk a little bit about your experience with criminal justice at BCC.
Well, what I loved was the criminal justice course there is academic, but the teachers have always been able to translate academia to practicality. Now, I've been to other schools for criminal justice, and I can say if theory, they knew the theory, but theory doesn't help when you're in an alleyway with a disenchanted drunk who wants to knock your head off. That's practicality and learning how to talk to people. We had he's passed now, George Crane. He was an attorney in Pittsfield, a big time attorney. And that, if I walked away from George's class with anything, I mean, he taught constitutional law and all, but I walked away with how you deal with people. Now, today, yes, there's a lot of mental illness and things like that. But most people, if you approach them, unless they have an axe to grind with dignity and respect, that's what I'll bet you I haven't been in probably five altercations, and I've been in the field for over 50 years. But the other piece that I would like to take time, what I learned from BCC also, from some of the students that were coming there, was they're all struggling. Some of them had issues. And I ran the Violent Youthful Offender Program. And I will tell you this, I wish I could have taken BCC and plunked it inside that penitentiary and had the same caliber of people working with those individuals and dealing with, like with you, Tim, your disabilities, because without exception, they all had IEPs. And 80% of them never exactly got into their AEP because their behavior, they were precast as troublemakers. Anyhow,
I think you make a really good point, right? I mean, and I think it's Tim's story is such a good example of who we are as an institution. We really, really believe that anyone can be successful at our college. And I thought, Tim, you did such a nice job talking about, I think when Bill asked you the question, what was the hardest thing for you to do? And you said, asking for the help that I knew I needed. That would be my number one piece of advice for students who are thinking about this. I mean, first of all, if you know what program you want to go into, we very likely have something that's gonna launch you into into a career and into a transfer to a four-year institution and ultimately a master's degree or beyond.
Yeah.
But if you don't know what you want to do, that's okay too. You know, some of us are in our mid-40s and we're still not exactly sure what we want to do with the rest of our lives, right? And it's okay to 70. Come in. And we have a number of different resources to help you kind of explore what major you might want, what career you might want, yeah. What's the right academic program to put together to end up where you want to go. And we really want to help people. We believe in higher education. We want people to get degrees and to learn more. We think we're a great option for most people.
Yes.
Maybe we aren't, though. Maybe some of you will choose to go somewhere else. But come to the open house next Saturday. Even if you haven't decided what you want to do next, have conversations with our team and our staff and do exactly what Tim just said. Bring a list of questions and ask those questions. We have enough people here to support students if they make the choice to come. And that can be because you need an accommodation. And we did a radio show, President Kennedy and I did a radio show leading into the year, and we had a different student that we work with and know really well, and also talked about how she had had an IEP or they had an IEP when they were coming to college or went in high school, never really clicked for them, got to BCC, got the supports that they needed, have been one of our best students. But maybe for you, it's not a disability. Maybe it's that you need counseling. Maybe it's that you haven't found that social group that you've connected with. No matter what it is that you need, we have folks here who will help you. That might be that you're afraid of applying. That's what Columbia and her team do. It's really, really easy. You can do it on your cell phone. And Columbia actually leads a software package that we have that kind of automates messages going forward. So if you apply when you're here at Open House on Saturday and you think, oh, well, the fall semester is when I'm going to start. That doesn't start until September. I'm going to forget what to do. We got you covered with that. And financial aid, I think, is the scariest part of the onboarding process.
Yes.
The federal, it's free federal application for financial aid. All accredited institutions in the country use that same form. If you need help with it, we have an entire financial aid team that will sit down and help you apply for the financial aid.
Now, I was scared at first, and then they helped, and I swear I don't even remember the process now because it went so smoothly.
And we will actually help you with your financial aid application no matter where you want to go. Carrie Troutman is probably one of the unsung heroes of Berkshire County. She's our director of financial aid. Carrie is often here until 7 or 8 o'clock at night, finishing up her work, because she will drop everything during the day to sit with a student and help them sift through whatever their individual financial aid application needs are. So to get free community college, you need to be eligible for aid, either federal or state aid. And you need to fill out the FAFSA. That's going to be for 99% of the listeners. If you're not eligible to fill out the FAFSA, then you fill out the MAFSA, which is the Massachusetts version of the free financial aid application. Our team will help you in your individual circumstances either way. If you are eligible for aid, then you are eligible for these packages as long as you don't have a bachelor's degree, either Mass Educate or Mass Reconnect. You don't need to worry about it. So Tim gets Mass Reconnect. If you got Mass Educate, it would be free for him. Doesn't really matter to you as the consumer. It'll take about an hour. You do need to go on the FAFSA website and get a PIN so that you can fill that out. My recommendation is go to the FAFSA website. Columbia, it's just FAFSA.gov, right?
Yeah. If you Google it, it's the first thing that comes up.
And you apply for a PIN. If you have that on March 8th and you're here, our financial aid staff will help you that day. You can just walk into the one stop. You can call us and set up an appointment. I know that's the biggest hurdle. That's the scariest part of all of this. It really doesn't need to be, and it doesn't have to be something you do by yourself. It's something that our team will help you with. So I just go back to Tim's comment. I think ask the questions that you have and ask for the help that you need.
Write them down before you go. Write them down. Put them on your phone. I don't care. I know you young people put everything on your phone, and I see people looking at. But I'm an old guy. I got to be on pencil and paper. You know.
That's right. You could put it on your phone and text it to one of us, and you don't even have to talk to us. If my daughter sometimes tells me I'm a screenager. I think that's an okay thing. that you can do. You know, I think that's a big part of who we are as an institution too, is meeting students where they are. We want to build an institution that helps students, that's student ready. We don't want students to feel like they need to be college ready. I think that's the biggest thing that we've been working on for the last 8.5 years or so, is to become an institution that's ready for the students that choose to come to us. We don't want students to have to change who they are to fit into our environment.
And I hope my enthusiasm and my excitement comes through, because I mean what I say, with the exception of this year, and I don't know why, we always do BCC week before and meet the professors and meet the deans, and you're going to find out they're all of the same ilk. Nobody's there. They're there to make you better. And whatever that takes, if it takes tutoring, if it takes just calming you down, there's just so many variables. The BCC is so experienced, that's the other part, at doing. They know how to do this. This isn't their first rodeo.
Now, we're the first community college in New England. Did you know
that's
that?
That's right. Though? Yep. God bless Tom Wachowski. There was a guy that had a vision.
Vision, yeah, absolutely.
And
the interesting thing is, too, is all of these people who are there for supports, it's not like you meet them and they help you and you don't have anything to do with them anymore. You see them every day, and the
right.
more that you interact with them, the more they enjoy it. And I'll tell you, I have cried, I have laughed, I have, you know, like all of my emotions, and I see an advisor every single week before my classes, and it's such a wonderful thing, that the support that you get there.
I'll be candid. My biggest fear when I started, and of course it was one of the mandatory courses, was English Comp 101. Well, I was never a great writer. So I said, well, I might as well take this bad boy right now. And if it's going to be the nail in my coffin, let it be the nail. I don't want to waste time. And lo and behold, I had a marvelous, marvelous teacher. And I shared with the person, I'm not a good writer. And she said, I'll be the judge of that. And she said, I don't know who planted that seed in your head, but whoever did was unkind to you. Three books, yeah. And the fourth is coming. But that's the kind of spirit that lives there. Yeah, maybe you didn't do well in high school. Maybe you stumbled through math or science or whatever. But now it's not grade 13. Let me let you know that, because I will tell you, looking you square in the eye, when I went to BCC along with the fellow veterans, we were in class with kids right out of high school, and they thought it was grade 13, first semester. They weren't there second semester. So there you go. It's rigorous, but you can do it. You got to tell yourself every day when you get up, Tim will tell you, I can do this.
Yeah,
I might need help, but I can do it.
And we have students who transfer all over the place to MCLA or to Westfield, as we've talked about a little bit. University of Massachusetts Amherst is kind of the top place that we see students transfer to. But, you know, our human services program, one of our alums ended up at Columbia and got her master's degree at Columbia. We've had students who've transferred to Brown. Lots and lots of great opportunities. Amazing opportunity for I'm not going to say non-traditional, because we don't say that, but a woman student who's over 25 can get a free ride to Smith, and we've had students who've done that. So lots of really wonderful opportunities. This, you know, the motto of the campus used to be start here, go anywhere, and it's really true.
Yeah, it
is the first step, as you said, Bill. Every step matters, and it can be the first step on your journey. And you know, if you're listening right now, one day maybe you'll be the next Bill, and you'll go help rebuild a new a country, and you'll end up coming back just like Bill does, and giving back so much to the Berkshires, and giving back so much to Pittsfield, and so much to his community college. And I think Bill is another person who just kind of exemplifies what this community is. He's part of the institutional memory for us. He knows the people who founded this college and its history. And I don't know, we're just so grateful to you, Bill. I mean, thank you so much for the college.
The only reason I have institutional memory is I can remember way back. If you ask me where the refrigerator is now, I can't tell you. And I'm in the house. So, before we got about 8 minutes left, I just want to go over. It will be, and I'm going to have you do this, Columbia, this Saturday, March 8th. Go ahead.
Yep, Saturday, March 8th from 9 to 11. It's a true open house, so you can show up anytime between 9 to 11. We'd love to have you for the full 2 hours, but if you want to come see us for a half hour, 40 minutes, an hour, we'd love that too. We'll have a resource fair with a lot of different departments on campus, financial aid, student engagement, clubs and organizations, TRIO, disability resources, really anybody that you could, you know, any resource on campus will be there. We're going to have guided tours that's going to bring students to different academic departments. So you'll be able to learn about the different programs and what types of classes you'll take and things like that. And also our workforce program will be at the resource fair as well. So if you're not sure if you want to start a certificate or an associate's degree, you can also talk to workforce about some of the options that they have.
Columbia, if somebody was interested in signing up or had more questions, what would be the best way to go about that?
Yeah, so they can either go to berkshirecc.edu/openhouse to sign up and register. It's not required, but if you do register, we'll send you some reminder emails about, you know, parking, things like that. But then also you can just contact the One Stop. You can email us at admissions@berkshirecc.edu as well.
And folks, it's an opportunity to learn about BCC. And I have to share this because they have so many courses. They have early childhood development, which is in huge demand, criminal justice, fire science. But this is the one I often have to refer, and Adam's heard this before. But so this friend, we're chatting with this friend of mine, my age, high school buddy, and his grandkid is going to go to engineering school. So he's applying to engineering schools. So, and he says, Bill, God, you know what they cost to go to those schools? And there, I guess Grandpa's helping out with some of the payments. And I said, yeah, but they're good schools. I said, has he tried BCC? He said, BCC doesn't have engineering. Well, I said, oh, yes, it does. Your first 2 years. And the kid ended up going there and saving a ton of money and getting a heck of an education. So, and again, if you want to be a nurse, but you're unsure, that's a pretty thing. Try the CNA program first. If you're interested in law enforcement, criminal justice, take a course. And there's the non-credit courses, too, that you can go to. And like I said, people my age that I went to high school with, one took advanced math. The other learned Spanish. I mean,
we have a pretty decent person running our non-credit division now, too, who your listeners might know, former Mayor Linda Tyer, now Claremont. Amazing stuff happening on the non-credit and workforce and just personal enrichment, right? You can just do some things for fun. Would really highly recommend taking a look at what is going on the non-credit side. And Linda and her team are just
I should have her on. I'm going to have
her on. You should have her on.
I'm going to have her on.
But then I won't be your favorite BCC person anymore, so I don't like that.
Well, that's all right.
Can I make one more point?
Sure, please.
Bill, I want to put this out there to the people in the community who have graduated from school and it's long since gone by and you're working in a job and you're sitting around going, what do I do with my life? Maybe this isn't what you want to do. BCC has the ability for you to go there and take a course or take two courses a semester. You know, if you could put an hour aside here or there, if you can get some time off at night, if you could do the online classes, if you are not saying I need to get my associates in a year and a half or 2 years, you could take 4 years to get your associates there for the same amount of money. It's just going to be, you don't have to pay anything.
Good point.
You take the courses as you go. So if you're working, if you have children, if you have obligations, if you're taking care of your parents, you can take a course still. You can move towards a higher education. You can move towards more opportunities for your jobs. You're not limited by your circumstances. Just show up at the open house, tell them what you need, and they will figure out a program that works for you.
All I can tell you is please, 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 March 8th, 9 to 11. You can don't have to be there at 9. You can go at 10. But at least go. If you're a parent and you've got a kiddo that's a senior, a sophomore, junior, whatever, it's worth going out there. If you're a person, I don't care how old you are. If it's something you've always wanted to do, go out there. You will be welcomed. You will be treated with respect. And I just have one last question for Adam before I go. Where exactly will the refreshments be located?
Right next to your lifetime achievement plaque. We'll make sure to have them right there.
I can't thank you all enough. Best of luck. I'm glad we could do this. I hope it helps. And really, folks, there's plenty of part. Let me just say, close with this. No excuse. Don't procrastinate. Nobody's promised the next step. Remember that. God bless and take care of each other. Make somebody smile today. Help lift their burden. Not all of us have an easy road to hoe. So if we can work together and not be so mean and nasty, let's be kind. You'll get a lot more out of it. And you know what? You'll feel better. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Columbia. Thank you, Tim.
All I can tell you is,
if you're looking for me at 9:15, I'll be at the refreshment stand.
See you March 8th, folks.
Bye, everybody. Thank you so much. Thanks, Adam. Thank the world, you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye, Bill.